The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Dermot O'Leary is with me now. He's the General Secretary of the NBRU, the National Bus and Rail Union. Dermot, whisperings of masks in the air again and a return to masks in certain circumstances, possibly on public transport. What do you and your members make of it?
Well, look, I suppose, Karen, to be honest with you, my members are no different than society at large in terms of those mixed views in relation to masks. I suppose people are mask jaded, if I can put it that way. Certainly from the very start of the campaign, the COVID, pandemic back in 2020, we did advocate in May 2020 for masks to become mandatory. Took the government a few months to listen to us, and we didn't just pluck that from the sky, Karen. We got that from, I suppose, some other desktop research and what happened in the Far East and China and Korea and Japan when they were ahead of us, and that's what happened over there. So that was based on that type of evidence that we pushed it. This time around, I'm a bit concerned because I see my colleague in the INMO, Finlay Hay, out the last few days, and our members working on the front line, obviously they have concerns where people in crowded areas like public transport, there's a lot of infection out there. Professor Luke O'Neill has been at this for a while in terms of, probably shouldn't have dropped it at all. And again, we did say to the Taoiseach at the time, it's probably a bit soon. And again, other medical, experts are out there advocating this as well. But there is mixed views among my membership. There's no point denying that. And that would be a reflection of society itself. So it's hard to go back when you decide to do something mandatory and then lift it. It's very, very hard to go back.
Yeah, because mixed views as well among some of the medical experts. You mentioned Luke O'Neill and some others who advocate for them. I know Liam Fanning from UCC was on News Talk Breakfast this morning, not necessarily criticising masks. He was making the point, actually, there's so much COVID out there at the moment that bringing them back won't really make a blind bit of difference. And I understand, I didn't hear it, another public health expert on RTE radio this morning making the same point, that really we're kind of beyond the point where masks would be useful. So, I mean, much like your members, mixed views in the medical community.
Indeed there is, but there's a gap in between those types of opinions. That's where government come in, and that's why we let government to make those decisions. And again, I'm not telling them what to do in terms of, I always have opinions on things, but I mean, I have to be honest, as I say, to reflect the membership that I represent and other frontline colleagues out there, when they say they're sick of it in one hand and they understand the call for it in the other hand as well. So it's up to the government now to step in and decide what it should do. And again, I know that the minister said he'd be guided by public health. And I presume by that he means the CMO, both the outgoing, I suppose, and the incoming, will advise him. And that's where the decision probably will lay.
And that is ultimately the position you'll take, is that, listen, you as you have done throughout this, you'll take the advice of the outgoing CMO and the incoming CMO, and let's wait and see what they say, is it?
Absolutely. If I have any expertise, it's probably transport. Some people might dispute that, but certainly my expertise is not based in medical field, but I will take advice from people that know what they're talking about.
Can I ask just about absences? Is there much pressure on the system, on rotas and everything with people catching COVID?
Well there is, again, look, consistent with other sectors, I suppose there is a level of absenteeism, but it's thankfully, and we said it's throughout the pandemic, we didn't have the same exposure that unfortunate colleagues had in London, where we lost a lot of people. We did lose one railway personnel here, unfortunately, my neck of the woods in Cork, which was very sad to report. But generally speaking, the exposure to COVID and COVID-related illnesses wasn't as high here as it was in other jurisdictions. But again, I suppose one is one too many. But as I understand it, the companies, particularly Dublin Bus, are not quite struggling yet with the level of absenteeism that's in other sectors.
Yeah. I'm not sure the survey or member, are many still wearing masks on the bus themselves, drivers?
Well, again, it depends where you go. I mean, you have bus errand drivers who wouldn't have, in some cases, screen protection, so they would be wearing the mask by and large. In Dublin, people will be familiar with the drivers protected with an enclosed screen anyway, so they have the option to wear or not to wear. And again, some of them are wearing them. But again, look at this. I said at the top of the piece there, there's a mixed views, and some people are wearing them religiously since, right from the very beginning. In August, when it became compulsory, August 2020, and other people have chosen to cast them away, the same as I said, a lot of people in society.
All right, listen, on that note, Dermot O'Leary, General Secretary of the National Bus and Rail Union. Dermot, listen, a pleasure as always, and thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.